Hi, everyone. I'm Kelly O'Horo, and this is Adaptable Behavior Explained.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. We are going to discuss a conversation that hopefully will benefit you, and it's about how we can heal from PTSD, complex PTSD, anxiety and depression, because there are symptoms of unresolved trauma, and allowing yourself the opportunity to heal. And maybe no longer even meet criteria for these issues that you might currently struggle with. We're going to explore effective strategies for overcoming trauma, and we're going to focus specifically on bottom-up therapies and why they are so important. I talked about coping strategies to manage symptoms in another episode, so if you can combine the coping strategies that I talked about and get in with a really good bottom-up therapist, then you've got really good opportunities to heal from trauma. So there is hope. If you want to hear more about this topic, please make sure that you like this episode or share it with someone who might benefit. And of course, please subscribe to the channel so that you don't miss any future episodes. And we can make sure we give you content that you're interested in seeing. So let's get started. Whether trauma was developed from a single event or a prolonged exposure to many helpless experiences, it can deeply affect our mental health and our physical well-being. Unresolved trauma can actually make us sick. And if you want to learn more about that, I have another show on adverse childhood experiences, and I have another show on how trauma makes us sick. So please check those out if you want to dig into those topics a little bit more deeply. But fortunately, we can heal and we can recover. So we're going to take a deeper dive into how therapies like EMDR, somatic experiencing, sensory motor psychotherapy, and internal family systems, or IFS, can offer pathways to healing by addressing trauma at its core. We want to understand first why bottom-up therapies and why are they crucial for healing from trauma. So unlike traditional talk therapy that primarily engage in the cognitive brain or top-down like therapists understand, bottom-up approaches recognize that trauma is not just a psychological experience, but it's a physiological experience. And trauma memory is stored at a cellular level. So what happens in our bodies when we experience distressing events sometimes gets stayed and is stuck on. In other words, we see something that activates that memory and we act as if it's still happening again. And this can happen even subtly, with someone maybe having a dirty look on their face and you have a feeling flashback, like, what did I do? And is something wrong? And maybe that's just because you had a really critical parent who made a judgy face. And so you have this experience. So our bodies store our lived experiences for better or for worse. And so when helpless things happen, memory gets maladaptively encoded sometimes and sort of stuck in that on position in our body. And it can lead to symptoms like hypervigilance, dissociation, chronic pain, and other disruptive things in our bodies. So by engaging in the body's innate healing mechanisms, bottom-up therapies can help us process and release stored traumas and how it lives in our bodies. And it can lead to more profound and lasting healing. So with dedication and work, we can help the brain and body digest information that didn't fully digest, and it can allow you to return to a sense of calm and wholeness with the absence of all of these trauma symptoms or a drastic reduction in them. I can't even tell you how many clients that started out with PTSD diagnoses and they don't have it anymore because we've resolved so much distress in their bodies with EMDR therapy. And, you know, many of them are down to, you know, more of just a generalized anxiety or just an anxiety state, or even not even that anymore after, you know, the work that they've been able to accomplish. So there is hope. And one of the most well-known bottom-up therapies is eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, or EMDR therapy. It's actually considered number one treatment for trauma, according to the World Health Organization. It was developed by Dr. Francine Shapiro, and it uses bilateral stimulation or dual attention stimulus, like eye movements or tapping or other things that therapists learn how to do, to help people reprocess our traumatic memories. And by accessing the brain's natural information processing systems, EMDR allows clients to release the emotional charge of our traumatic memories and the body sensations that are in combination with it. And it leads to a decreased distress and ultimately symptom relief. benefits for EMDR reprocessing are that it helps individuals process distressing memories and taking those maladaptively encoded pieces of information and changing them into a more adaptive or more beneficial response for today. It helps us to restructure our cognitive thinking so we target negative beliefs about ourselves, and it promotes a development of a positive, more adaptive belief that matches today's circumstances more appropriately. And it helps us to integrate the traumatic memories into something that is just something that happened, where the memories were kind of stored fragmented, but it helps to bring things into a more cohesive and less distressing narrative. And it then lives in the body, like not that things aren't sad that it happened, but it just doesn't live in our bodies in the same way as it used to. It's just a thing that happened, and it's no longer living in an active way. So if you want to learn more about this type of therapy, which happens to be my specialty, you can check out two of my other episodes on EMDR therapy in my channel. Now we're going to talk about somatic experiencing, which was developed by Dr. Peter Levine. It focuses on renegotiating the body's response to trauma. So there's a gentle guidance from the therapist and mindful awareness where clients learn to track and they discharge the physical sensations that are associated with those traumatic experiences. And they're able to complete the body's instinctual fight, flight, or freeze responses that were thwarted in time. So people can understand and identify where things got stuck in their bodies and allow for the completion of those thwarted responses, which will release stuck energy and restores a sense of safety and empowerment for the now in the body. So benefits of this kind of therapy is we can achieve some trauma resolution, especially from the body perspective. It aims to release the traumatic energy that's trapped in the body, and having an awareness of those physical sensations while coupled with movements really is beautiful. It allows for the nervous system to become regulated because it focuses on the autonomic nervous system, and it promotes a sense of balance in response to stress. There becomes an enhanced body awareness, which somatic experiencing helps people reconnect with their body sensations where we might have been disconnected or dissociated from our physical being, and helps us come back into our body, which fosters a greater sense of self-awareness. Another bottom-up therapy that I love and endorse is sensory motor psychotherapy. It's founded by Dr. Pat Ogden, and this therapy integrates somatic techniques with traditional talk therapy approaches, and it helps the client to explore how the body holds and expresses trauma. Clients can uncover and transform their unconscious patterns of relating and coping, and recognize and name and have awareness. So through movement, breath work, and certain mindfulness practices, sensory motor helps people develop a greater sense of resilience and regulation in the face of adversity. So it gives us more time from stimulus to response to show up for ourselves in ways that are more adaptive than the trauma-informed reaction that gets stuck. Benefits of this kind of therapy are there's a mind-body integration, so we focus on the connection between bodily sensations, emotions, and thoughts, which can promote integration of those three things, which is how memory gets stored when it's negatively encoded. There's motor expression, so it encourages the release of stored trauma through gentle, body-oriented movement that's guided by the therapist with the collaboration of the client. Of course, always client-centered. Emotional regulation, where we can regulate the emotional response by addressing those underlying physical or physiological components of trauma. So now we're going to discuss internal family systems, or IFS therapy. This therapy was developed by Dr. Richard Schwartz, or Dick Schwartz, and this offers a unique perspective on healing trauma by exploring our internal family of subpersonalities. And we all have them. We all have different parts of self. And so we really dig in and learn and deepen our understanding about how our internal parts have learned to function and survive to the circumstances around us. So as therapists, we refer to our subpersonality as parts of self. And an example that you might be able to relate to or think of is something like when you say, well, part of me wants to go to the movies, but the other part of me just wants to stay home and like have a rot day. And so when we think about ourselves in parts, sometimes we have a more complex internal team. And we might have a part of me wants this and a part of me wants that and another part of me wants this. And so we're constantly negotiating that internal, those internal voices of self. And we all have this to some degree, and depending on the complexity of our trauma. So we might do that more, more often or in more complicated or protective ways, depending on what we've gone through. And some of us have a really involved team inside of us that's helping us to navigate and negotiate the world. So IFS helps us to foster compassionate curiosity and self-awareness. And it helps to have, we can help people heal those relational wounds, and we can integrate the fragmented aspects of ourselves through that lens of IFS or through that lens of self. The essence of each of our highest self person, we're able to promote inner harmony between the other parts of our team and our, you know, grown up self. And so this is actually a really beautiful process as well. So benefits of this type of therapy is we can't help but become more in tune and have an enhanced self-awareness. So we have greater understanding about how our team works, and it helps us to deepen understanding of our internal dynamics, how we show up in the environment around us, and it fosters insight into thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. Again, I hope you're seeing a pattern. The way traumatic memory is informed thoughts, feelings, and sensations or behaviors. So we have to always look at those things if we want to have healing from traumatic experiences. So emotional regulation is another benefit of IFS, where we learn to identify and manage our emotions more effectively, which promotes greater stability and resilience. And then, of course, integration and wholeness. So IFS facilitates integration of our fragmented aspects of ourselves, and it promotes a sense of harmony. So now I've got my own little disclaimer here. As a trauma therapist, I absolutely love to combine several aspects of all of the aforementioned modalities. I especially love the sweet marriage between EMDR, IFS, and SE. So I love to bring all of those modalities together so that I can be really intuitively connected to what's happening in the moment. And it doesn't disacknowledge that we are such complex beings, and we need to be creative and flexible as therapists, and we need to trust our intuition. So bottom-up psychotherapies are considered necessary to heal trauma because they specifically address the physiological and somatic aspects of our trauma responses, which oftentimes are overlooked or not fully addressed by traditional top-down talk therapies. And I want to just talk a little bit about why these modalities are so important, just because you need to be informed when choosing the direction you're going to take when you heal. So number one, we have to target the nervous system because trauma affects the autonomic nervous system, which leads to that dysregulation in our arousal states, creates the hypervigilance and the emotional reactivity. Bottom-up therapies directly target the nervous system to regulate these physiological responses to promote a sense of safety and calm. So if it's not addressing the body, it's not going to do it. We can understand with top-down therapy. We can learn so very much in talk therapy. We can really get a lay of the land about the hows and whys that we are reacting the way we are. But we just can't change it from a state-specific experience to a full trait change. And I'll talk a little bit more about that. We also have to, number two, we have to access our implicit memory. So trauma memories are often stored in our body, which makes them difficult to access and process through traditional talk therapy alone. Bottom-up therapies provide techniques to access and release implicit memories that are stored in the body, which can facilitate trauma resolution. Again, we don't always remember what happened to us, but our body always does. Number three, we have to address somatic symptoms. So trauma can manifest as physical symptoms like chronic pain, tension, or somatic complaints. So bottom-up therapies focus on the somatic experiences, which helps people identify and release those physical manifestations of trauma, which contribute to our overall well-being and our symptom reduction. The fourth thing we need to recognize is that it promotes mind-body integration. So bottom-up therapies are needed because trauma disrupts the emotional connection, or the connection rather, between our mind and our body. We get a truncated experience, which can lead to dissociation and disconnected from our body sensations, where bottom-up therapies emphasize the integration of our mind and our body. So we want to connect what happens in here, whether we know better, with what our body is telling us, which sometimes can't connect. So we have to really recognize that to foster a sense of wholeness and coherence in our whole self experience. The fifth thing that it does, is creates a sense of safety and stability. So trauma survivors often struggle with feelings of insecurity and lack of safety in their environment. So bottom-up therapies prioritize establishing a sense of safety and stability in our body. It provides us with a foundation for that further healing work. We also have to build self-regulation skills. So trauma can impair an individual's ability to regulate our emotions, even if we know better. So arousal levels and stress responses can be a bit out of whack. And so in order to get the body to slow down and teach self-regulation skills, we have to empower individuals to manage the physiological reactions and navigate challenging situations more effectively through the body approaches to help self-regulation skills shore up. We have to engage nonverbal processes. So trauma is often stored and expressed through nonverbal channels like body language or movement or expression or sensations. And so we want to make sure that we offer nonverbal techniques like movement, touch, breath work to access the process and process trauma in ways that go way beyond verbal communication. And we need to give safe space for that to be experienced. We have to respect individual pace and boundaries. So this is not different in talk therapy. We really need to be honoring of client-centered approach, and bottom-up therapies really prioritize the individual's pace and the boundaries that they need to set, empowering them in the now to have choice, whereas many times in their trauma stories, they didn't have power. So everything needs to be via invitation. Like, is it okay if we do this? And if we need to slow down and back out and we need to address what's coming up that's preventing access, we have to allow trauma survivors choice to engage in the healing process at a level that feels safe and manageable for them, because it's really all about pace. So overall, bottom-up psychotherapies complement traditional top-down therapy approaches by addressing the physiological underpinnings of trauma and providing a holistic embodied method for healing. They offer trauma survivors a pathway to reconnect with themselves, regulate their nervous systems, and ultimately reclaim a sense of agency and well-being. So to wrap up, bottom-up therapies offer powerful tools for healing from trauma by addressing the roots in the body and the mind, whether through EMDR, somatic experiencing, sensory motor psychotherapy, or internal family systems, you can reclaim your life and rewrite your narrative of your story of resilience and of strength. Thank you so much for joining us today. I know this was a meaty topic, and you can dig into other episodes if you want more details, but we hope that it's shed light on the transformative potential of bottom-up therapies and the hope that you can heal from whatever ails you when it comes to your mental health struggles, whether it's PTSD, complex PTSD, or anxiety or depression or any other somatic things that you're dealing with. Remember that healing is possible and you're not alone on your journey. So I hope that you find the things that you need to take good care of yourself. So until next time, don't forget to lead with love. It'll never steer you wrong.